Casually Lit is brought to you by us. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Download this and all our other shows at Podbean, Spreaker, Stitcher, and in the Google Play and iTunes stores. You can find a list of all the beer we try on the show on our blog at clshow.us, where you can also drop us a line. Peace.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Let us give praise to our Maker and glory to his bounty by learning about beer.
Welcome back
to Casually Lit. What's up? This is me. I'm on Casually Lit. My name.
Hey, me too.
My name is Jason. I like to do that sometimes, you know, talk about myself in the third person. I'm a pretty cool guy. I don't know if you guys know that.
David approves of that.
Thank you, David. The roadie knows what the roadie knows.
Exactly.
And the Chris is just quiet all the time. He's in there.
Chirp, 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 chirp.
We all get boners down here.
There he is.
Oh, goody. Well, man, do we have a show for you guys tonight. We're going to talk about NFL, Trump, NFL, Trump, NFL, Trump, right? That's it?
Yeah, and those are all six different stories. Yeah.
Just kidding. Breaking news.
This just in, shit's bad.
No, that actually was awesome. No, we've got some foreign beers that we're going to try. We've got a couple other things we're going to mention.
Yeah, take that, Trump. We're drinking foreign beers.
Somebody's responsible.
I was on a different podcast. We're going to talk about that. David went to a metal show. That's going to be fun. And, you know, we've got some stuff to talk about. It's going to be a good show. I'm excited. I'm pumped. I'm pumped for this first beer.
I do love metallurgy.
Ooh. That came out clean. Crisp. What are you pouring for us, sir? It's got raspberries in it. I know that. It's also in
this
a weird shaped
right
bottle.
This right here comes to us all the way from Italy, which is not an island in a big ocean.
Okay.
It's actually attached to land.
Looks like a boot.
It is Del Borgo Rubus.
Del Borgo Rubus.
So, yeah, I don't know anything about this brewery or this beer or anything, but it does apparently have raspberries. The only thing in English on the label says made in Italy.
Made in Italy. I'm excited about it, though, for real. Like, level three of excitement.
Italy actually has a pretty good homebrewing scene.
Really?
I was listening to a podcast actually probably 2 years ago now, and they were talking about how around 2010 it started to really take off and started to have, like, national homebrewing conferences and judging and all kinds of stuff. So, of course, they're well-known for their wine and other assorted liqueurs. But beer's a big thing there now.
Like Goldschlager.
This smells.
Whew. Oh, uh-oh.
Yeah. Whew. It's got a smell to it. I'm not sure what it is.
It smells.
David's been taken down.
Okay. Aroma. I get a little bit of acetone. Definitely some kind of Brett or wild yeast character.
Oh.
It tastes really good after drinking Dr. Pepper. It's very juicy.
That's the proper palate cleanse.
I'm going to already say that I don't hate it, but it is weird.
Yeah, I think it's just the first shock is a little uncomfortable.
I don't like that smell.
Disappointed!
Smells so gross.
It didn't smell like diaper, so that's an improvement, at least over our past record here. Now, this, it's slightly sour. It's not crazy sour, but it is more than tart. It's the sour. Are any of those freaking Italian words, do they even mean sour? What's the Italian for sour?
Holy shit, that's disgusting.
I don't think that's right. I think that's English.
Chris did not approve.
I'm getting some kind of like mahogany wood in there.
Damn. I didn't know you chew on wood all the time.
Chew on this. Mahogany wood has 10 essential minerals and vitamins.
It's definitely getting worse with each swig.
Yeah. Yeah. This little disappointing.
Well, it did come over here in a freight car that was probably 9 million degrees.
Yeah. It's a very interesting shaped bottle. It looks like the STP fuel treatment that you buy at AutoZone. But
it's recycled.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it is. It's not acetone. It's just straight up oil.
Oh, fuel cleaner.
Brewed and bottled by Birra del Borgo, Borgo Rosa, Italy. Ugh. So.
Yeah, not a fan.
Yeah, maybe it tastes better in Italy, but we'll never know.
Hard pass. I down mine, though. I get points.
Yeah, and you know, this for being a raspberry beer, you'd think, oh, it's probably really light. It's 5.8%. Like, it's not a, it's no slouch. But, jeez, it's a little rough. What's the old Untappd say, Rhodey?
3.65? Yep.
That seems generous. Now, okay, so that was my third swig, and I made it a big one just to get more volume out of the glass so we can move on to a better beer. And it's, I mean, it's not my favorite, but it's, I guess it's not as bad as it originally was. Probably should not have started with the sour beer, but then again, we didn't know it was sour. We just saw raspberries on the label.
Maybe Jason just got a bad one.
Possible. However, anything that has to travel overseas is usually put through a process to where it will survive for months at a time, which some beers benefit from aging like that, some beers do not. And most beers that are flash pasteurized or in some other way made to survive months at sea usually are a shadow of their former self. So if you're in Italy listening to us, first off, how the hell did you find us? And secondly, go grab you some and write to us and use Google Translate so we can understand you and tell us if this beer is any better, fresh.
I was going to say, you didn't know that I, after everybody leaves, I Google Translate this thing into Italian and post it. I do all this extra work. I use Google Translator for the entire episode, translate it verbally.
Yeah.
And post it in Italy.
The hardest thing about typing in Italian is having your hands all clumped together, like, yeah, molto bene, fat finger.
Bippity boppity boopity. Some Mario stuff. You know,
che cosa?
Mario, before he hits the block, he has his fist up there. His fist is what hits the block, not his head.
That's right.
Yep, just throwing that out there in case y'all didn't know.
He's a block puncher.
And that's the way the news goes.
Yeah. That's terrible news. Way to point out something that everybody knows. Hey, that's what I do. I'm here for the common sense stuff. I'm ready to try this next one. I can't even read. It's Nitaching.
Yeah, this comes to us from the other side of the globe, or other side of the disc, as it were. We don't know. We'll never know whether or not the Earth is round or flat.
Or banana.
Or banana-shaped.
That's my opinion, personally. I think it's banana-shaped. How else do you get mountains when God starts peeling the banana, the mountains come, right?
That's true.
Yep.
That's in the Bible.
Rhodey just finished that beer and he's not happy.
Tastes like heartburn.
Oh, that's disgusting. The lisp is getting there. That's disgusting.
That's disgusting. Yeah, I think it's the dry mouth at this point.
Dry.
Yeah, the first beer, not the strongest, but we have many beers to forget it by.
This one is Hitachino-ness. Hitachino, and it's an espresso stout, which I'm not. It said the ABV on here somewhere. I know I saw it. It's pretty high. It's like 7.
Yeah, so the bad news about Japanese beers is if we couldn't read Italy's language, then I sure as hell am not trying to read Japanese.
Nope, and there's some Japanese on there. The weird part is when you smell it, it's like there's no smell, but then there's this weird smell.
Hmm.
I'm not getting much off of it. But here we go.
Yeah, the aroma, you get a little bit of the coffee. I almost get like some berry out of it, like a cherry or something like that.
And just as I figured, that's just fine. It's fine, Rhodey.
It's fine. It's okay.
Yeah, that one's...
It's fine.
It's not bad. It seems a little, like, not flat carbonation-wise, but flat flavor-wise. Like, I was expecting a little bit more body on the back end, I guess.
That's kind of how they do things over there, like sake and stuff. Sake, whatever you say.
It's pronounced football, and it's the most popular sport in the world.
Football de Noramericano. Football de Noramericano.
There we go. You got
football
it.
Of the Americans.
This one kind of coats your mouth a little bit, too. This, like, little kind of chalky.
Yeah, little cough syrupy chalk.
It's getting kicked to the curb, too. Sorry.
Yeah, and again, Hitachino is actually not a bad brewery. It's a pretty good, very popular brewery in Japan and West Coast. You can find their, obviously we found their beer here, so.
Yeah, the tour is only 10 yen.
10 yen. I don't know what that exchange rate is, but
I don't either.
But it's 10. 10.
10 yen, you get to keep the glass, go on a tour, you know. They'll show you how they make it. Oh, Big Mac beer.
That. I don't know if that's how they say it.
Oh, I make beer real good for you.
Woo.
Oh, it's very good. No, that's fine. It's good. I would probably drink this bottle, no problem.
It's far better than the first beer we had.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is definitely drinkable. I would drink this.
The good news is I could have bought two or three of these, and I didn't. Both of them. And I was like, no, I'm going to pass on these. I'm just going to get one of each. And then I was like, well, this isn't enough ounces, but I was like, probably is because they're probably terrible. So my buying power was very excellent.
A good rule of thumb for beer is if it's any kind of IPA, hoppy, light, anything, drink it as fresh as possible. If it's darker, most of the time, if it's darker, it can stand a little bit of aging, but don't get crazy unless it's something like a barrel-aged stout or a double this or a triple something or a Belgian of some kind. There are obviously there's a lot of, you know, exceptions to the rule, but...
You can age some sours.
Right, yeah, sours stand up well to aging. Some are really not meant to be aged, like Berliner Weiss. You really don't want to... I mean, you can, but it's meant to be a very light, fresh beer that's ready very quickly, so...
Brody's dying over there. I'm sorry. He's just, he had his head cocked. I was like, is he okay?
That's so good.
I was going to be like, David, get him. Take care of him. Yeah, you can age a lot of stuff. And right now we're at that pumpkinator stage where everybody's about to start busting out their pumpkinators.
Hell yeah.
Someone at my work's going to do a 3-year tapping. They've got 2015, 2016, and they're going to buy 2017. It's like, I'm jealous.
That's not bad.
That would be awesome. Because that 2016 when we had it, oh.
That was fucking delicious.
Yep. Did we do it on the show? Nope.
Nope, we did that before we started recording. We actually had a really good, like, we all tasted it, and we were having, like, a good conversation. Like, man, we probably should have recorded this.
Nope. That's what happens when you have meetings.
Yep.
We save the good stuff for not on the show.
Right. Yeah, that's just for our ears only.
So, yeah, Friday night, when everybody was gone and I was here, I decided to hop on Jordan's podcast with him, remotely, yeah. too, which was really cool. And for you guys,
you were remote.
Yeah,
I couldn't even tell. That was awesome.
Yeah, that's what I was. That's what I was trying to tell everybody.
I did not
everybody.
Know that.
Yeah, so he hit me up. He does the video game podcast. That's where I was going. We've talked about him before. We're going to talk about him probably forever. Controllers and keyboards. If you like video games, hop on over to their Facebook, CNK Crew, CNK. You can find them pretty easily. Controllers Definitely. And keyboards, great stuff. They're entertaining as hell. And we did two of the bracket challenges.
Yes.
What's your my old bits. I don't remember if Rody came up with that or if it was me or if it was a combination. I don't remember. But the brackets are where we'll take any, like it was during March Madness. I was like, you know what? You can make a bracket out of anything. It was one of those, like I was irritated because everybody kept saying, join my bracket. And I was like, you can make a bracket out of anything. So I made one out of beers and then we just did it on the show.
Yeah. And then we did a bunch of other stuff. We did Ben Affleck movies.
It's my favorite one. Yes.
Jesus. That killed me.
I don't know. We've done a lot, but and we're going to bring those back. But yeah, so we did a NES bracket over the NES games, and then we did a SNES bracket over the SNES games. Pretty fun. And yeah, did it remote. I was right here in my apartment, and everybody's like, ooh. No, it sounded great.
Yeah, it wasn't like a Skype call with a whole bunch of compression and craziness going on. It was actually really well done.
Yep, Chris gave me rave reviews, said best thing ever.
Yeah, it was really good. Really good bracket challenge, too.
Yeah, oh, dude. The choices that you guys had to make, I don't know how you made some of them.
Yeah.
Like it was obvious that everyone was a Zelda homer and it was just going to go to the... Well, spoiler alert, sorry. If you haven't listened, go listen. Pause this podcast, go listen, and then come back.
So we can hear the spoilers.
Okay, you're back now. Yeah. Obviously, Zelda was going to be up there towards the finishers, but I always hold out hope that Mario in some way, form, or fashion is going to top it.
Yeah.
But Zelda's just a much richer game.
So like badass.
Story, gameplay, everything, forever.
Yeah, definitely. And Link to the Past. Ooh, Super SNES Link to the Past. But also, I would probably choose Final Fantasy III over that, and I got some flack for that. So, cool with that. I'm cool with that. I'll take it. Yeah. I'll take my L. I don't care.
I forgot how many times you said you played that game, like, what, 20 times? So
I've beaten that game over 20 times.
Jesus. Whew. And then playing Zelda in the mirror.
Yep, I was going to say, folks, this is a 25 to 30 hour game that I've beaten 20 times.
Yeah.
Lots of hours wasted of my life.
Yeah, but if you enjoyed it, it's not really a waste.
I can do the opera scene without even looking. Everybody's like, what's the opera scene?
Yeah, without knowing what that means, that sounds really impressive.
Bohemian Rhapsody. Right.
He's just a poor boy. But yeah, the controllers and keyboards, go check them out. You know, video games. And everybody out there, even if you've only played one or two video games, it's worth listening to. They got the good stuff.
And I think they're about to start streaming live video too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be exciting.
They're going to have a Twitch channel. It's going to be
excellent. Lick my balls!
I really want to pour this next beer so we can talk about IPAs, because I wanted to talk about, what's it called? It's right there in front of you. It's, what is it called? Oh, no, we can do that one or the little one. It's up to y'all. Let's do the little one first.
Yeah, we're going to do the little one. This this little one is brought to us all the way from 40 minutes away in Sherman, Texas.
So this one, if you are listening, is probably, if you're in Texas especially, is probably reachable. It's pretty much everywhere right now.
Yeah, and they actually just put out a video today about reaching a new city.
Oh, what's that city?
Didn't watch it. Oh. I just saw the teaser, and I was like, oh, good for them. And then, like, I had to get back to work because...
Google it!
Yeah. Hey, yeah, Jason, why don't you tell me what this beer tastes like so I can Google it.
Go to 903. Did Rhoda Jira get some of this?
I did.
Does it mix well with the cappuccino stout?
Not really. I still get some of the cappuccino at the back end.
So, yeah, this is 903's take on a memberberry, which it's a mandarin with smiley face and a bow. Memberberry is from South Park. But, no, it's a mandarin. Jolie is the name of the... I guess, is that the name of the beer? Mandarina Jolie IPA?
Mandarina Jolie.
What did I say? Mandarina?
You just kind of bunch it all together. That's
Mandarina
fine.
Jolie?
Mandarina Jolie.
Mandarina Jolie.
So, is it a playoff of Angelina Jolie Pitt?
Yes.
Angelina Jolie. That would make sense. Okay.
But mandarina's a type. Mandarina Bavaria is a relatively new strain of hops. Fruity, light, citrusy.
All right. Well, I can't wait to see what y'all think. I had one the other day. It says it pairs well with mango salsa, spicy red curry, and Tomb Raiden. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, you craft guys. Beer skirting the outlines of copyright infringement.
Hilarity.
So the new city that 903 is breaking into is a Houston.
Oh, good for you, boys, girls. So this is delicious. It's very light-bodied. This is a starter IPA. I would give this IPA to people who are like, I don't really like IPAs. I'd be like, no, try this.
Absolutely. This is very good. Very rarely have I come across a 903 beer that I didn't like, but it's because everything's well-balanced. Its flavors are where they need to be. You don't have any kind of off flavors. Everything's great.
Yeah, I don't think it's very strong either. I can't even. I think it's only like 6 or 7%. It's very low. No, it's very good. What do you think, Rhodey?
It's all right. It's not my favorite. But also, I mixed it with espresso stout, so it's hard to tell.
You might need to clean your palate a little bit. Like,
that's not going to help now. It's all intertwined.
Just get you some Dr. Pepper, you'd be right.
Yep. We'll tell you, folks. When you're not doing a podcast, rinse your glass out.
Yeah, we should probably, like, the only reason I didn't is because it would not play well on the microphone, so we need to bring, like, popcorn or crackers or something like that to cleanse our palate. We're not one of those stuck-up shows where we're going to go through the whole judging. I mean, those shows are great and everything, but, I mean, unless you really care about that stuff, you really don't care about that stuff.
Hate them all.
If you palate cleanse it with Dr. Pepper,
yeah,
it tastes like... litmus paper. Don't do that.
Rhodey's going to be a whole mess of different emotions over there.
Don't do that.
All in all, it's pretty good. But so Untappd released a thing today that had the top beers in each state that got rated the most on Untappd. And for those of you that don't know, Untappd's an app. It's the number one beer app. It's got the most users.
Which we, Casually Lit, the show, now are on. Officially, we all have our own personal ones where we check in everything, but we will be out now updating what beers we drink both on Untappd and our blog.
Holy sheesh. So add us, Casually Lit, right? Is that it? Just Casually Lit, the username? Dude, if you're on Untappd, add us. Add us. I'm going to add us. Why don't you all add us?
Oh, I'm adding us so hard right now.
I'm going to add us twice. Can I add us, delete us, and then add us again? Then I'll feel like, yeah.
Okay, April and Andy.
Can you make up a name that's called Atticus Rex?
Atticus Casually Lit Rex? Yes. Got to get the brand name in there. It's the only way we get promoted.
That's true.
Yeah.
Got to get that name in there. Chris, are you going to add us?
All the time.
60% of the time, add he us. Adds us.
We all add time. Us down here.
Oh, there it is.
Damn.
We all get boners down here.
Anyways, they did a thing for the most rated beers of the summer from each state. Texas got Yellow Rose. It's an IPA.
I'm going to kill myself, and it's your fault!
From Lone Pine. Which is so funny, because when the beer was a little bit rarer, Rhodey was in love with that beer. He got it a couple times. We'd go chasing for it a little bit, but now that it's like everywhere, it's kind of lost a little bit of its quality.
You guys are Yellow Rose hipsters.
It hoard itself out.
Yep, it did.
It's still really good.
Yeah. But now it's cheaper, because when we bought it, it was like $8 for a pint. It was rare, and it was hard to get, and now it's like...
Well, I mean, you got to think about it. Like, when we started chasing that, like, Division wasn't open yet.
Nope.
And, I mean, all we had was Mosaic. We... Mm-hmm. Every second week, we could go to Peticola's.
Yeah. Yep. Those are fun times.
Carbuck was just getting in the area.
Wow.
Yeah, that little independent breakout brewery from Houston.
Yeah, with no money.
Is that why the hurricane came to Houston? Was it their fault? Did they sell out and cause a hurricane?
Now don't start that again.
Here comes a good rumor. Hey, everybody, Carbox started the hurricane.
We didn't start the hurricane. It was always been.
But no, that was one of the... One of the first mass-produced smash IPAs I've ever had.
Delicious, though. Yellow Rose is delicious, and
it is. I'm kind of okay with it being the most popular beer in Texas.
Yeah, no, it's sad though, because for me, it's like I wanted to be something weird and rare. You know, it's like, oh, it's the most common beer that's in Texas. Cool, move on.
Well, now it's not popular because it's not New England.
All the next, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
they didn't fuck up a perfectly good IPA by pouring flour into it. Uh-oh. Sorry, I have an opinion.
Just got on David's soapbox.
It's okay. I'm okay. I've recovered.
Show's over.
That'd be awesome if they made a New England IPA and called it Yellow Waffle.
Write that down. Yellow Waffle.
Okay.
No, they definitely should have.
The secret ingredient is flour.
Is that kind of like Blue Waffle?
No, don't Google that. Don't do that.
Google it!
So if you enjoy being on watch lists.
But yeah, no, Yellow Rose. So if you see Yellow Rose, that was the number one beer drink this summer. So especially if you're new to craft beer, give it a shot. You're going to be like, oh, this is the number one. Whoa, okay, that's why. It's very good. And it's an IPA too, but it's not super bitter.
No, it's a little intense flavor-wise. Yeah. So if it's the first IPA you ever try, yeah, maybe warm up with a Mandarina Jolie.
Or go get Dream Crusher.
Or, yeah, just, you know, jump off the deep end, yeah, see if you can swim.
Get that. Triple IPAs are the best ones to start off with. Triple dry-hopped IPAs. Yeah. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. You'll be as fine as Bruno Mars. Not Bruno Mars. B.O.B.
I mean, do you need to tell us something?
No.
About
B.O.B.
Do you think he's F-I-N-E fine?
No, I think he's fine because he knows the earth is flat.
You know who doesn't? Is B.O.B. All right. That was a train wreck.
Rhodey decided to let us know today that B.O.B. started a GoFundMe to prove that the earth is flat.
Yeah, he's going to crowdfund enough to where he can put satellites up in the orbit of Earth and prove that the earth is flat.
What do you want to bet those satellites are going to like beam his music to everybody's phones, even when you don't want it?
Hey, so what are the first three letters of the word orbit? It's orb, isn't it? Yep. Isn't that just a round fucking thing?
It wasn't brains that got me here, I can assure you of that.
Let's see how much money he has so far. He has raised
$3,000.
This fool, so
if he has over a grand, I'm going to go find every single one of them people and punch them in the face.
So I just want to tell everybody, though, in GoFundMe, you can't get your money back.
Nope.
It's not, he didn't hit his goal, I get my money back. All these people have lost their money. Anybody want to place bets where they're at?
Well, Chris just said, is that 3,000?
Oh, Chris, you dirty bastard.
Sorry, I blew the bet.
Dirty bastard.
If he makes more on this fucking Kickstarter than I did raising money for my goddamn brewery, I'm going to kill myself.
There's people, somebody put $30 and said, let's go get the truth, bro.
Is anyone here even real? Am I the only real person on earth?
His goal is $1 million.
Yeah, he changed.
Sure, he has.
He's not going to make one satellite with that.
Yeah, he definitely.
He can't even afford the fuel to get it into orbit.
He's working with an SS rocket set he bought at Target. It's on sale.
Well, if it's flat, it doesn't have to go very high. So
exactly, that's what he's banking on.
How do you orbit something that's flat, though?
How does gravity work if it's flat? Explain that to me.
Well, if you go up high enough, just gravity just stops.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah, that's cool. That's true.
I mean, it's kind of true, but I mean,
that's not the way.
The Red Bull guy proved that.
God.
Right. He had wings.
I don't know, man. This is one of those crazy things, and it's true, and it's really happening. Somebody in our time is trying to prove the world's flat. Kyrie Irving came out and said, well, I was just trying to get the conversation started. Shut the hell up.
That doesn't need to be a conversation.
You're dumb.
He's like, I'm in Boston now. They don't allow me to say things like that.
So I don't want to kick a dead horse, but Odell kind of did the same thing.
Said the earth is flat?
No.
Yeah, no. He didn't do the same thing.
The celebration?
Does peeing like a dog?
Yeah. And then did you see where that lady was like, hey, is he talking about Trump? I wonder.
Oh, God.
And then like after 2 days was like, you know, that's good. That, yeah, that's exactly what I was doing.
Well, you know that Chris Carter said that they got, you know, they talk about dogs all the time. That's what he's like, when you're in the locker room, your coach is like, let's get up, dog. And everybody's hitting each other, barking and all that crap. And I was like, whatever. Chris Carter said somebody did it 20 years ago.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
I was like, oh, okay, whatever.
And I'm sure there wasn't a flag thrown either.
No, not 20 years ago. No. They were like, knock his head off.
They didn't have flags back then.
Hold on, he only has one concussion. Kill him.
Y'all go out there and have fun.
Can you see how many? Yeah, that was when the finger test was a concussion test. How many fingers do you see? Two? It's three, but close enough. Get back in there.
We'll round it up.
Get back in the game. But
oof.
Everybody's trying to get Odell conversation started around here. Friendships are ending. You're just mad that Dez Bryant sucks now.
Except for that touchdown run.
One touchdown. In the last 3 years, he hasn't gotten over 1,000 yards.
All that matters is touchdowns, Jason.
No, that's not all that matters.
It just got salty in here.
Ask Antonio Gates how it's working out for him.
Are we drinking Gozas?
Isn't he a Hall of Famer?
He's done. Yeah, no. He's still playing, which is weird, but he's just gone.
Freaking pretzels.
It's so weird this year that when we're doing our fantasy football draft, at the bottom of the draft, you're like, we're in the 16th round. You're like, oh, there's Adrian Peterson and Antonio Gates. Oh, look at all these guys that used to be first round picks. You're old and worthless. It's like, oh, poor guys. You just want to give them a hug. Mm-hmm. Keep trying. Do your best, Antonio Gates.
Come on, Matt Cassell.
Yeah.
It's the bottom of a bag of Lay's potato chips. That's how salty it is.
It's like salty.
It's like the Dead Sea.
I don't ever want to. If me and Rody want to do our own sports show, we should. We should definitely not bring sports into this. Like, we could argue about, because I don't think that what Beckham did was funny. I was like, this is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go out to, like, hang him for it, but I was like, oh, this is dumb. And then I moved on with my day, but people can't do that anymore.
No.
They can't. They can't do that with anything.
They can after a week, though. Because what everyone's freaking about right now, next week, I'm guaranteeing you, there will be some mindless bullshit that people will be jumping on the bandwagon and just forgetting all about this week.
And that's the way the news goes.
Spoiler alert. I definitely didn't agree with what he did. It was stupid. I was like, oh, good. Peeing. At first, I was like, what is he doing? Oh, is he peeing? That's immature.
Oh, my mom is going to whoop me.
I hope she does. He did get a stern talking to from the owner today.
Which does nothing.
Yeah, but so did Jerry Jones.
Apparently. What does Odell care? He's being vastly underpaid. He's like, yeah, fuck you, I'm gonna leave.
Well, Chris Carter said a valid point though. He's like, if you want to tone Odell down, you might get a different version of him. You might not get the aggressive, crazy catching Odell. You might get somebody that just don't give a crap. And they were talking about the show Bit Ballers. They've got Denzel Washington's kid on there. And that's his storyline. He's like a little out of control and crazy. And he goes to the doctor and he gets meds. And then he becomes normal. And he doesn't have that fire anymore because he's bipolar. So he doesn't have the fire and he's out there in the field just like, nah, I'm on meds. I'm just mellowed out now. They're like, you should go real. Like freaking Brandon Marshall is right now. That dude is It's so weird. It's like, who is this guy?
It reminds me of that one episode of Friends where they have Fun Bobby come in, but he's only Fun Bobby because he's drunk all the time. He stops drinking, and he's just, like, incredibly lame.
Who was the guy that played that? I remember that.
I can remember his face. I don't know the actual actor's name, but, yeah.
So what do we got here, Rody?
It's got a lot of stuff going on. This is the Brutalica from Stone Brewing.
Woo!
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Beer. Yeah.
It's a collaboration with Beavertown. It's a double IPA with some fruit I can't pronounce, kiwi and habanero.
Oh, I didn't know there's habanero. I don't get any kind of burn in that.
Yeah, it's not hot at all. I was surprised. When I because I had bought this, I was like, oh, that sounds cool, and that's an awesome name, because, you know, Fruitalica. And I got it home, and pulled it out of the fridge today, and actually read the description. I was like, oh, habanero, this is going to be fucking terrible. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Nah, this is delicious.
So when you get taste that your friends don't get, and you taste the burn, does that mean you are A, an outsider, B, a liar,
or C, the China button?
Are you better than everyone else at the table?
D, yes.
All of the above.
And that's why I always say, shum, shum, slippity dop.
Sounds like he's drinking when he's doing that, too. We're slinging the...
No, Rick?
Slinging the, the flask around that he does. Burping and blah. Who is Rick? I get a tiny bit of the burn. I'm not kidding.
Oh, geez, Jason. I don't get very much burn at all.
Instead, it's tiny. It's there. But it's not like Atomic Blonde from another brewery that I know.
Oh, yeah, that one. It's there.
Oh, pepper.
Yes.
Is there beer in here? No, it's liquid pepper. Enjoy.
You just got maced in the face.
They take a beer and... or Randall. Those are gone. Ooh, I haven't seen those anymore, ever.
We just call this beer bear mace.
Bear mace.
Enjoy.
Beer me a bear mace.
They like pour this bland beer and just squirt beer mace into it.
Just get the shittiest blonde you can find and just pull. Here you go.
Comes with a complimentary right hook.
What'd you just put in that?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry. It's good. It's really peppery. It's good. Don't get in your eyes, though.
It's freshly squeezed. Don't breathe.
It will hurt. Don't breathe.
You'll feel it tomorrow morning.
Put a straw in there.
It was delicious. I want another.
No, I don't hate this. This is good.
Is it bad that I'm proud of my macing sound effect? Shouldn't be proud of that.
Sounds like you're hawking up a loogie.
How many times can I do this in one episode?
It's actually a good end of the keg sound effect right there.
But while we're on the subject of putting things in beer, Rody also educated us on a new kind of yeast that's being made.
Actually, it's been around for hundreds of years.
Has it?
It has.
It's the oldest yeast profession.
So
who's gonna bring it up?
So gross.
Should just let Chris bring it up. Chris, would you drink beer that was the yeast came from a woman's vagina?
I was honestly thinking, like, I don't know this story, but I was like, it's probably pussy vagina.
Yes, it is.
Pussy vagina, not to be confused with regular pussy and or vagina.
It 100% is.
Does it show a picture of said lady?
It does. She has said woo.
She is a Czechoslovakian model.
Yeah, she's a looker, that girl is.
Would you have to drink many of these beers to think she's hot?
No.
Negative.
Could be the opposite.
It's made from the lactic acid of her vagina.
See, okay, so from a scientific standpoint, there are all kinds of microflora and biota and stuff in all of our bodies. Some of it's beneficial, some of it's bad, but most of the time you have systems in your body push out the bad stuff. You can isolate single individual strains of a very popular type of bacteria that's just floating in the air these days. That you can, it's right there and it's microscopic. You can isolate that, culture it, and make a beer out of pretty much most wild yeasts and have it taste pretty decent. So it's a little bit of a gimmick, but it's one that not many people are going to care about. They're just going to be like, oh, give me that vagina beer.
So what's awesome about this is that the owner of this brewery will also make beer from your girlfriend or wife's vagina.
Oh,
ooh, customized.
For only 10,000 lira.
Of course he would. He's like, hey, I get to hang out with your girlfriend for a night, and we're going to make beer from her vagina, I promise.
And you'll get a voucher for 60 bottles of your girlfriend's or wife's vagina beer.
The only way I can get it out is with my penis. That's the only way I can get the yeast out of your girlfriend. It's with my dick.
Just FYI, don't Google vagina yeast.
God damn.
Chris just broke my computer again.
But yeah, she is. She's a looker.
This girl, we love her. She's gonna be the mascot of beer. Oh, I hope she does like signings, like bottle signings. Like you come in, she's like, I don't know how to check. I'm not even gonna try to do an accent, but it's got to be a funny accent.
You want me to slime your bottle?
God damn it! God damn. Also, sorry, this isn't the original strain. No. I douched this morning. Oh, like I'm just curious, like how you start the conversation with this woman. Hey, you're pretty. You want to hook up? No, not sexually. I make beer.
I want to make beer with your vagina.
I just want to dip your genitals in my vat, if you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean. Like, it's not even like, I must draw you. It's like, no, I must sample the shit you got going on downstairs.
Well, I figured he
But also not like that.
I just figured he posed the gynecologist, and as soon as somebody came with a yeast infection, he's like, right here, Yahtzee.
It doesn't even have to be a yeast infection.
It's only fun. It's only fun when you think about it that way.
Though. I have never, ever wanted to talk about Trump more.
Is this
just to move this fucking conversation.
Is this salsa verde? It's kind of green. Oh, no, that's gonorrhea.
It's slimy. Why am I having to use one of those coarse scrapers to get this off of here? Just whisking it off. It's going into the beer. Hey, will you squat over this tank?
It may be a little bit late, but if you have children listening, go ahead and switch this part off.
I challenge you to Google that woman and be like, yeah, I wouldn't drink beer. Liar. I don't know if I would or not. That's remember last in our old show, we had the lady that poured the vodka all over and put it in the bottle. Yeah.
What's the beer called?
Ridiculous.
I'm not sure what it's...
Pap Schmear Ribbon?
Oh, that was good. Wait, that's a round of applause. Everyone clap for that.
Wait,
that's
is it not just Red Stripe?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God bless. I'm surprised Brash hasn't jumped all over this. This is the real Pussalia.
Right. By the way, Red Stripe is seasonal. It only comes around once a month.
Oh, period beer.
Oh, no. Oh,
they call that beer the cycle.
Oh. The cycle of hate.
Lord Almighty, please save us.
I can't. There's nothing else on the outline.
I give up.
I think that's it for the beers, huh? Wait, is the last one. Oh no, we got the growler. David's got a growler that we have to get into.
Yeah, we got to get into the fall festiveness.
That is Oktoberfest, which I found out the other day that I already forgot. Now someone had said why Oktoberfest started in September, and I don't remember. It was to celebrate the oncoming of October. That's what it is. It's not to celebrate October. It's to celebrate, October is coming.
Oh, nice.
It's like, I totally get it now.
So Boromir was like, hey, let's have this Oktoberfest.
Boromir? The guy from Lord of the Rings that got all the arrows in him?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, hey, October is coming.
Better shoot me with arrows. And chop off my head. Shoot me in the back.
He did get his head, yep.
He's died in... He's not even the highest percentage of death in movies, but he's obviously the most popular.
Oh, my God. Sean Bean, you poor bastard. If you're bored, Google Sean Bean deaths.
Hey, his head's rolling all the way to the bank.
Did he get his head chopped off?
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Yeah.
In a couple movies, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's pretty bad. It's fun to watch Sean Bean deaths. You can watch a whole YouTube video of how many times he died.
Yeah, it's like 30 minutes long.
Yep.
Jesus.
It's like, holy crap, I can't watch this guy die anymore.
The bloke likes to snuff it.
Yep. Which, if you're holding out for Game of Thrones to watch it all in a binge, Ned Stark, we love you. On to the next one.
I am thrilled to have moved past the previous topic.
Oh, okay.
I cannot tell you how relieved I am both to have moved past that and that this was carbonated.
I did hear a little bit of a pop. Not a normal pop, though. Is it head? Are you getting head there? Doesn't look.
Pretty
that's
heady.
Perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah, it's fine. There was a little bit of spillage, I guess, maybe on the can when I went to take it off of my fridge shelf to bring it to the show tonight. It almost took the shelf with it.
Ooh, so sticky key.
That's what happens when you can individual cans.
And can I say, we have dealt with lots of these breweries and brewers, lots of them. When you have a problem with the beer, just talk to them. You don't have to go online and post it. Just talk to them. They'll fix it. They're great.
Yeah, the people who made your beer are people. How about? Like, you can send them an email. Most of them are just their name at that brewery. Yep. And you can call and say, hey, man, I really enjoy your beer, except this one time this happened. And they'll be like, hey, man, I'm really sorry that happened. Next time you come in, let's have a beer on me, and I'll talk about it, and we'll make sure that we fix it. And that's how problems get solved. But no, people don't want to solve problems. They just want a bitch.
Post a picture of everything's wrong with this. Fix it. But although I did kind of call myself out because I forgot when we went, but we drove to Deep Ellum and they were closed and they didn't tell everybody they were closed. But before I even sent anything to them, I checked their Twitter, Facebook. I checked their hours on Google. I called. Mm-hmm. And it was like, nothing. So I posted on their Facebook page. It was like, hey, you should probably let everybody know you're closed because there's about 10 of us here and we can't get in. So then they sent me free tickets.
Oh, hey, there you go.
But I did.
See, problem solved.
But when the lady wrote me, she was like, I'm so sorry about that. I was like, well, I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to cause an out big thing online. She was like, no, it's cool. I was like, phew, because I felt like a dick. Mm-hmm. It's like, damn it. But we drove all the way out there, and they were closed. It was on Labor Day. No, Memorial Day.
Yeah.
They were closed because they were opening the distillery.
Ah.
Deep Ellum has a distillery now.
They do.
Which we've never been to.
Odd. Yet. Been to yet.
That needs to be a thing.
Was it open for production or open for people to come and try?
I think both. Both. I haven't seen any of the vodkas or anything in stores yet.
To be honest with you, I haven't been looking for it.
No, I don't go to the liquor section.
Yeah, we waste our time over with the high-calorie, low-ABV alcoholic hobbies.
I hate going to the beer store because I will spend at least, no kidding, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I will pace the aisle in specs. Like, God bless, what's wrong with me?
Now, I can knock out a grocery shopping trip in fucking 15 minutes flat. I know where to go. I'll pick the stuff up. I just go right over here to... You know, Maria over on cashier number 2, she checks me out, got that. But if I'm in the beer section, hang on just a second. Because this, I haven't seen this beer before. And this one over here, it's like girls with shoes. It's like, oh, I saw that one come out, but they didn't have it in my size. But now it's in red and purple, and I don't know what to do. Oh, God.
Mine is looking at ABVs, styles. It's like, oh, you know what? I'm feeling blonde today. And I'm looking at all the blondes. I'm like, oh. And what sucks is most places, and it makes sense. I'd rather them do it by style as opposed to brewery. I'd much rather that happen.
That would be logical.
Yep.
I mean,
God, it sucks because you want to look at all the IPAs so you can pick an IPA option, but you got to go to each brewery and look at the IPAs. You can't just go, oh, the IPA section. Nope. Mm-mm. It's like, damn it. I don't like that. I get why they don't do it because when a truck comes in, it's probably easier to stock it.
Right.
You're like, oh, I got to walk this six pack all the way over there.
And most of the time, if you're buying something in a retail store, shelf space is a much highly contended arena where each brewery needs to present its own stuff and be in one section. So it would be up to each individual shop owner if they wanted to mix it up a little bit. So
if we opened a shop, it would be by style just because it'd be easier. It's like, exactly. Oh, blonde, IPA, Belgian, whatever. Like Belgian quad could have a joint section, you know?
That would be work together. That would be so cool.
Yeah.
There's probably some bullshit reason why that can't happen, but...
TABC's like, nah, I got the finger waggle coming. Mm-hmm. No.
Prepare to get waggled.
Mr. David, no, can't have that. If y'all don't know, that's the voice of TABC.
We are the Texas Alcoholic Beverages Commission.
What are you doing this Sunday? Not buying alcohol?
No. You better not go to the house of God and then go over to your Tom Thumb... on your own goddamn time after church and get a beer if it's not past 11:59 and 59 seconds.
Goddamn right, that's not for beer.
No. No. And then you better feel ashamed.
Also, Budweiser and Miller Lite can do whatever they want to, but craft beer, you gotta, no.
I mean, that goes without saying. Right, right,
they can do whatever they want to. You can buy Budweiser before 11, we just won't tell anybody.
This podcast is not brought to you by TABC.
Oh, I don't know if that was good or bad. I hope it was good. I just listened to that bit in my head, and I was like, this is terrible. And then I noticed Chris writing things down. I was like, shit. God damn it.
Cut.
He's been throwing stuff at us.
We got to get stuff past the producer. That's the hard part, folks, here at Casually Lit. You have to get things past Chris. So if Chris doesn't approve, he just tells us that it's fine and then cuts it, doesn't tell us.
We have auditions the day before. We all have to bring our material, and we have to explain it, but also not over-explain it. It's like, you know, it's like a writer's table. It's like, oh, I wrote this really funny thing about, you know, this TABC guy. He's got a really high-pitched, like, Western voice. he's also, like, really annoying and kind of point out the rules. And I swear it was funnier when I wrote it down.
Is that what you're going to do today, David? Get fired?
God damn.
Lick, lick, lick my balls.
You were 7 minutes late. Chris wrote that down. I saw him.
That's true.
I saw him.
I have a reason for that, though. It's because of who I am as a person.
Oh, I pictured the TABC lady looking like Dolores Umbridge from Harry Potter. That's what
I was picturing Yosemite Sam. I thought that was a man.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But Dolores Umbridge, oh.
I just picture her looking like that. She can sound like something else, but I just picture her opening the door with that, you know, that little high pristine walk, walks over to your bar and says, nope, 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 nope.
Pardon me, but it seems like you're trying to serve alcohol on a Sunday.
It's not going to happen. Oh, you didn't have food with your brunch. I'm going to write you a ticket. You can't have beer without food on a Sunday.
There was not one corn chip on the table. You're fired.
You are gone.
That literally has happened to us.
Yep.
We were at Flying Saucer.
You watched somebody get fired?
No.
Oh.
No. I was like, we were at Flying Saucer, and it was like 10 o'clock in the morning. They're like, here's a tortilla. And we were like, wait, we didn't order any food. And she was like, no. I'm so sorry to tell you this. TABC requires me to give you food whether you want it or not in order to serve you beer. This is the lawless wasteland that we exist.
In Texas. Other places, it's not as
I could not catch that straight face.
I love the sad music.
But our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
When they take a plate and put a tortilla on it or whatever the hell they do.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
I was like, I didn't want it. And then she puts it there. And then knowing me, I'm like, well, I mean, I'm not going to not eat it. And then I have a tortilla and a beer. That's why you have to suck the head.
I'm ready for my Oktoberfest that no one has talked about.
It was delicious. I want another.
So this is from Pegasus City, a newer brewery in Dallas.
Correct.
I'm going to let you guys talk about it.
So we've been there once.
The day before my birthday.
Yeah, it's got a lot of room for expansion, but right now their tap room is tiny. But I think my favorite one was the Porter when we went.
Nice.
But this is really good.
This is probably my favorite Oktoberfest beer produced in DFW. I'm sorry, everyone else. This is a hands-down winner.
Wait, it's not legal drafts?
They have a good one. They do have a good one. But this is just flawlessly executed. It's not too sweet. It doesn't have too much caramel on it. It finishes nice and dry, but with a good grain character, without being astringent. That's a good thing. Because sometimes you'll get, okay, yeah, I can taste the graininess, but then it's a little bitter in the back. And then, you know, the hops are just barely there. They, if at all, they should be a little bit spicy, but they should be background and...
Like pumpkin pie spicy?
No. Although, a pumpkin pie spiced Oktoberfest.
Wouldn't that just make it a pumpkin beer?
Yes, it would.
Okay.
No, but this is delicious.
Would a Marzen with pumpkin spice be different, or is that...
Well, I mean, there are pumpkin lagers, pumpkin ales, pumpkin stouts, everything like that. Between ales and lagers, there's more pumpkin ales because the higher body lends to pumpkin flavoring and spicing. But I've had a pumpkin lager
before. Blah, 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 blah.
I just asked you that question so I could press that button.
Damn. Got Mr. Troll with the keyboard over there.
That's exactly what a troll does. Ask a question and then attack you for answering the damn question. Let me tell you why I don't agree with your answer. Blah, blah, blah.
No, but in all seriousness, this is freaking delicious.
It's way better than legal draft. That has a German brewer.
I think just about everyone is putting out an Oktoberfest by now. Like, Brothers had seasonal. One forever.
Yeah.
903's put one out recently.
OHB has a good one.
OHB's got a good one. Screw Michael Harper.
Screw him. That guy's going to be on the show someday.
Him and his 55
He is an avid
pound
listener.
Frame. He's so handsome.
Of course he is. And he smells like heaven. Every time I go in for a bro hug with him, it's a reward.
Like a musky heaven.
Michael Harper is a brewer that we hang out with regularly from Oak Highlands Brewery
Correct.
In Dallas, Texas.
Are we sure that he doesn't bathe in hops?
That's what it is.
He's probably got that hop soap from Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
Or the hops beard oil that was sold like one bottle. I was like, where'd it go? Yeah, I think I don't know.
That sounded like such
it.
A good Jason, idea, and I never
Don't tell
any.
David, but Michael
hates him.
He bathes in Columbus hops.
Oh.
Wait, what was it? Wait, Columbus hops? No!
Oh, we are like 10 for 10 on skits tonight. We're getting beat like the Rangers did last night, 12 to 2.
Well, you mean
this
today
is bad,
and
this
the day
is all
before
bad.
I hope,
Chris,
the day before
yeah,
that.
I hope we're just marking this down, Chris.
Nope. Keep it rolling.
Let it ride.
This is completely terrible. This is one of the better Oktoberfests that I've had in a while.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Pegasus City does a really good job with malty beers. We asked them. They were at Dr. Jekyll's Monday night. We were there, and they actually had a rep there. Did a really good job.
Okay.
Explaining all the beers and everything. Good knowledge on the beers. He had them in those pressurized kegs that you can pour off of.
Right.
Like they have COT cartridges so you can pour like they're a mini keg. That was pretty cool. And he brought a bunch of other beers too, but their specialty is malt-forward beers. They do not have an IPA, which is very uncommon. But it's because their brewer he's not a huge fan of hoppy IPA bitter beers like that. He knows malty beers front and back. And he said if he would ever do some kind of collaboration, he may do an IPA, but he needs to make a beer that he would enjoy tasting so that he could tell what he needs to do to it.
So I have a great idea.
Yes.
Make a CO2 capsule that's dissolvable in beer.
Okay.
Ooh.
And then you can it, pop it in there, can it, and just let it dissolve. Poof, CO2.
So it's going to be one of those nitrous cans from
Guinness. No, it's going to blow up everywhere. It's going to be awesome.
It's gross.
Like, going to be mini pipe bombs everywhere.
Gross. This beer brought to you by Al-Qaeda.
Well, no one's going to top that.
Oh, no.
All right. I deserve that.
That's where the show should... We need to do one joke like that, and the show just... And then, like,
abruptly.
Then we'll do, like, a skit video where David's getting arrested or something.
Oh, that's...
So
yeah.
Funny, you know? It's like, what's happening here? David's getting put in the cop car. Breaking news.
Tonight, Newsline. David Clark gets taken the fuck down.
Your Al-Qaeda joke was not funny. That was not funny.
It's uncalled for.
Talking politics right now is not funny.
The CIA guys out in the van outside your house right now, we're having donuts and talking poker.
I just considered burning my headphones for listening to it. Because I do not approve of your joke.
I award you no points and may God have mercy on your soul.
It's going to set these headphones on fire. I will not support this podcast. I'm going to delete it. But I'm still going to be on it. I'm still going to record with you guys. I'm just not going to download it.
He's not going to make eye contact.
Delete.
I got it.
Delete it. Don't support it. Yeah, this is a good Oktoberfest, folks.
Yeah, it's a good beer.
No, it seriously is. Pegasus City over in Dallas, actually right across the street from Peticolis.
So how do you guys feel about all three Kardashians being pregnant at the same time, except for Kim Kardashian, her friend's pregnant because they have a surrogate, but the other two are pregnant at the same time.
By the same man?
No. Well, yeah,
sure.
That would make for a much better story. Tell me that's not planned. Someone come to my face and tell me how that's not planned.
Well, it probably happened at the same time, and we'll get the sex video later.
Yeah, and on the TV show.
Yeah, but that's paid content. You have to be a subscriber for
that. That's true.
Chloe, Kim, and...
Pepperidge Farm, remember?
It was on Yahoo. I'm done with Yahoo. Today was the last day. I'm done with that.
Oh, just now?
Yeah.
I say that every week.
What do you mean? Twitter is always right.
Oh, fuck Twitter news, too. Shit. But I was like, tell me this is not... This is so stupid. This is not planned for your stupid shows. Oh, you should... So Kylie Jenner, the youngest one, she's all right. And you should see the guy that got her pregnant. Oh, he's not all right.
They gonna have Ugly the Babies?
Oh, he's disgusting. I was like, oh, yeah, I hope that's real.
I can't help you out of this one.
Yeah. Oh, it's bad. It's funny. I was like, oh, that guy looks terrible. Okay, so
see, this shit happens to unpopular people from your hometown, you just say, "Oh, bless their heart."
Yep.
But when it happens to people with plastic surgery and money, then it's news, there's TV shows, there's profits to be made, there's conversations happening all the way across the freaking nation in Arlington rooms where we should be talking about beer, but no, let's talk about someone with a giant fat ass.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I do kind of like giant fat asses.
Well, I mean, they're not bad.
I'm just kidding. I really don't.
Damn it. Fat bottom girls make the rockin' world go round.
Make the rockin' world go round. And I'm trying to find a picture really fast, and it's not working out for me too well.
Of the boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah, that dude's ugly.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean? He has a very prominent frontal lobe.
Oh. I'm glad Chris
kid better be smart.
Do you have his name, Chris? What's his name in there?
Travis Scott.
Yeah. But he has a rap name that's way
too good. Isn't that a character off The Office?
Yes.
Is it? I'm not sure.
Tyga?
Is it Tyga?
I think so.
Was
not confirmed.
I hate that sounds familiar.
I don't think so. But oh, there, here you go. There you go. That's the good picture right there.
Yeah, that probably is Tyga.
Oh my god. But anyways, so they're all pregnant at the same time, and I was like, this is so planned. How disgusting is that for you and your sisters to be like, hey, let's all get pregnant at the same time so we can make our revenue go up. Okay, let's do it. Fuck off.
Let's all put our bodies through literally the most taxing and terrible thing possible for 9 months at the same time. So that neither one of us can provide support for the other.
What's the over-under that one of them gets an abortion?
Rody cut.
Ooh.
Rody cut in before I could say it. I was going to say, you didn't see the sex tape.
Oh, Jesus.
9 months of putting your body. Anyways. So, James, so all you people that are worried right now, you're all worried about James Cameron. I know you are, right? Avatar 5. I haven't seen the sequel yet. He is
I'm going to kill myself, and it's your fault.
He has guaranteed us that it will be out in 2025. Why that was a headline, I don't know.
Avatar 5?
Yeah.
What happened to 2, 3, 4?
It was this news story about
it's
him.
A Star Wars thing. We're going to go way in front and then work our way back.
See, but 2025 is only 8 years from now.
Yeah, it'll be like that.
He promised it's going to be out in 2025.
So how much more of the Avatar universe is there to explore?
Robert Downey Jr. will be dead by then.
So he's not in Avatar. Hold on,
just in general, he'll be dead.
Your Kevin Bacon litmus test. Robert Downey Jr. will be dead by then.
I was just waiting for Rhodey to tell me something that I had no idea, and I was going to be like, oh, shit, that's awesome. Iron Man, Marvel crossover, Avatar. I was like, wait, what?
It's obvious, isn't it?
They're going to have a shared universe.
Hey, all you tall blue people, I'm going to just go ahead and blow up your
planet. Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy, they just go on this planet.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, dude, could you imagine Groot comes from Pandora?
So,
headcanon.
I'm a ginormous, fucking ginormous diehard fan. The last one was good. The one before that was, and then the first three were awesome. So, Die Hard 6 is actually happening, but it's happening in a bad way. They're casting a young Bruce Willis. It's going to be old Bruce Willis in a rocking chair reflecting on his younger days.
Are they going to just de-age Bruce Willis and then he's going to play his own role?
They're casting
Looper.
They're casting young people.
Wait, isn't that the guy from
Sixth Sense.
From 10 Things I Hate About You?
The whole nine yards.
He was Rachel's dad on The Friends.
Spartacus.
Spartacus?
Yeah.
And what?
The guy that's playing the young John.
Are you serious?
Oh, the young John Snow?
Yeah. No. He was playing his
Edward
son.
Edward Snowden.
In the last Die Hard, he played his son. And yeah, it was Jai Courtney. He played Bruce Willis' son.
Nice.
That's a woman.
No, Jai Courtney is a man, and he's badass. He was in Except for Suicide Squad. That was a terrible choice. He was Captain Boomerang in Suicide
Wait, I'm
Squad.
Sorry. Hang on.
That's
Captain
a name?
Captain Boomerang?
It's DC. I don't make that shit up.
Whew.
I got an idea.
Share initials,
Captain Boomerang.
Good day, bitches.
He did talk quite like that. It was pretty bad.
Oh, that's sad.
He was British.
My Marmite?
He was Australian, wasn't he, Chris? Yes, yeah or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. But Jai Courtney's fine. He's good. He's fine in what he does. And I want to say that anybody that's not listening to the podcast, Rhodey listens to the podcast because he started watching Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
And what do you think? Now he hates the show.
I feel bad that I was out on that for so long.
Yeah.
It's like in its seventh season.
Yeah. It actually, didn't it stop for a while and then it came back?
I couldn't tell you.
I don't know. But like, I saw it, like the commercials for it, and I was like, that looks fucking stupid.
Same.
And then I started watching Archer and then realized that one of the main characters is voiced by the guy that does Archer.
John H. Benjamin.
And it's a lot more adult than I thought it would be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bob's Burgers, The Office, and Parks and Rec are what we watch if we can't decide what to watch new.
Boom. That's a good life to live.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sorry that I was off the bandwagon for so long.
Man.
Bob's Burgers is awesome. If you haven't watched it, check it out.
Chris, can we see if we can get John H. Benjamin on the show?
Yep, let's do it.
Get
it
done. I'll get him on.
Producer Chris, get it done. And now we're going to start a new segment that we're going to kick off tonight. And we're going to come up with an intro and all that later when we feel like it, because we don't feel like it right now.
Yeah. Lick my balls.
It's going to be this week's. Every week we're going to rotate, switch off, but this is going to be tonight's unpopular opinion. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Unpopular opinion.
Add some reverb.
Tonight,
auto-tune.
David Clark is going to tell us his unpopular opinion.
Pizza. We all love it. A hot circle of tasty things. However, some people prefer to have their pizza chilled.
Oh.
My personal unpopular opinion is I prefer cold pizza to fresh hot pizza.
No.
I have burnt my mouth way too many times being excited for fresh pizza. I can't just wait a minute. Like, you don't just put food in front of someone and say, you can't eat that. Wait a minute. Blow on it. Get your mouth germs all over it before you eat it.
Blow spit.
That's why you have to suck the head. I didn't. You know what? That doesn't even make sense, but I'm not even angry. Chilled pizza is easier to eat. You can take it with you on the go. It makes the flavors taste excellent.
Bacteria grows on it more easily.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-oh. There comes scientific roadie to put you down.
No, I refuse science. This is pizza. Science is not involved.
Well, at least pizza is flat.
The earth is flat.
Yeah, there we go. The earth is a giant pizza. And global warming is ruining it. Thank you. Proved my point. Cold pizza. Mic drop.
We need our listeners to do us a solid on the Facebook page. Casually lit. You can click. It's one click, and it sends us an email. Tell us how wrong David is about cold pizza. Bring the fucking heat, because he is wrong.
Bring the heat. Bring the cooler, the crisper section. Gross. Put it in a Ziploc bag. Put it in the crisper, and then you have tasty breakfast, tasty lunch, cold pizza for life.
Do you like cold pizza, Rudy?
I like room temperature pizza.
Oh, that's kind of cold, too.
See, but that's where
Chris,
the bacteria...
tell me you're with me.
Honestly,
your opinion might not be unpopular.
When I do eat pizza, I have to take a fistful of lactates, but I actually do prefer cold pizza.
Okay, well, you're not unpopular opinion.
We fucked up on the very first one.
The hot pizza guy is the unpopular opinion. Well, writers, tell us who's right and wrong. Don't be scared. Just Facebook, there's a little thing. You just click, bam, email. You don't even got to do anything else.
We may even set up a little poll if that's possible.
That'd be fun.
We'll set that up. But cold pizza. But it's A and Y or B and Y.
And I'm also going to ask everybody for one more favor. Go to iTunes and write a review. All of us are going to do it this week. We need reviews on iTunes. It sucks, but it's like, I really want to help the show grow, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, we don't want your money right now. We don't want anything. We just want you to go on iTunes and review. Simple.
Yeah, this is a lot of fun right now, but it's a whole lot more fun if people listen.
Yep.
It's just more fun. Let's get some opinions. Let's get some trolls. Let's get some stalkers. Let's get, the CIA. I mean, NSA is already outside. They don't even have to download. They're listening right now.
Al-Qaeda, David.
Yeah. They're waiting right outside. They're being very courteous right now. They're being very professional and waiting until we're finished, and then they'll throw me down the stairs.
They're about to take him down. It's going to be quite entertaining.
And that video will be on YouTube and we'll make a million hits.
But we've got big stuff coming up. We got the pumpkin show, which is going to be our first theme show. We'll do a new Thanksgiving intro or whatever, or Halloween intro. That one was fun.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
We'll do some new things, and we're going to bring Justin on for that. We're going to bring some guests on. We got to talk to our first brewer and decide who we want to bring in here.
Speaking of brewers, this weekend I will be traveling down to lovely Austin, Texas for the Texas Craft Brewers Festival. So this is like a beer festival, only it's not put on by some giant, faceless, nameless corporation. It's put on by the Texas Craft Brewers Guild.
Nice.
It is a fraternity, an organization of brewers in Texas, all across the entire state, that have gotten together and decided, you know what? We make good beer.
Did you apply for
Let's
your,
put our beer.
Did you apply for the press pass? Beer is good!
Beer is good! I did not.
We need to start doing that
well,
again.
When I bought the tickets, Casually Lit was still fledgling. It was still hatching from the egg.
It was swimming in my dad's balls.
I'm no birdologist, but I don't know if that's how that goes.
That's where my ideas start, okay? Because obviously, they were in him, and then they passed down to me all my ideas. Whatever.
Yeah.
I like swimming ideas. Little spermy ideas. Hold on. It's coming. It's hitting. And we are fertilized. Here's the idea.
And we all get boners down here. So.
Sorry, Chris.
But I am going to have a blast there with my wife and our two good friends down in Austin. Actually, one of them made the website for New Main Brewing. The other one made the logo for New Main Brewing.
Rhodey,
so very good friends of ours.
Rhodey, do you find it weird that we're not the two good friends of theirs? Is that weird?
Well, you guys aren't in Austin. You're my two good friends here.
We can drive to Austin. We're quite capable of mobility.
David's not allowed to have other friends.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. It's kind of weird right now. I feel like we're not good friends anymore.
Told you guys about this.
He gets to travel to Austin. He gets to travel to Houston.
If only you had free hotels that we could use. Oh, wait, you do.
Right, no, anytime you want to take a trip. La Quinta over here.
Hey, what are you guys doing this weekend? Hope it's not too late, being a day and a half before.
Let's go. Muddy green like a CeeLo, but yeah, this has been great. Don't forget to check out our friends at Controllers and Keyboards. Don't forget to check us out next week. And now, to tell your friend, hey, check out Casually Lit, you look at him and go, hey, check out clshow.us. clshow.us. There is nothing more simple than that. clshow.us.
clshow.us.
Stickers are coming, cards are coming, and we're going to... Like I said, once we get going, please review us on iTunes. That's the only thing you can do right now to help us. Jonathan, Jordan, all you fuckers,
Michael.
I love you. Yep, just iTunes review real quick. I don't even care if it's two words. This sucks. 5 stars. Bam. Love you.
This sucks. 5 stars.
Love you.
Anyways. Oh, and in case I don't see...
Whoops.
it's our new goodbye song. Thank you, Rhodey.
Oh, and in case I don't see...
God damn it.
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.